let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Power can be either constructive or destructive. Many have habits, lifestyles, toxic relationships that have and do prove themselves destructive. People also have many habits, lifestyles, and healthy relationships that have and do prove themselves constructive. Ideally, what we want is to remove all the destructive powers in our lives and incorporate the constructive powers. The Power of a Vision by Mike Newberry is about a necessary constructive power that we all need. Mike has preached and pastored for over 35 years. He's pastored churches in Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Oklahoma, has a BA degree in pastoral ministries from Williams Baptist College in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, an MA degree in marriage and family therapy from John Brown University. Mike lives in Kyoto, Oklahoma with his wife, Tina. They have been married for 33 years. Mike is a pastor of the First Baptist Church in Kyoto, and he's also the author of The Power of a Vision. Mike Newberry, our guest on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I've been looking forward to speaking with you.
Well, this is such an important topic, and you really do such a nice job in your presentation. I've been looking forward to having an opportunity to talk about it on the program today. And let's start with the inspiration for the book. Where did this inspiration, you felt this need, come from?
Well, I, have been, like you said, I've been pastoring for over 35 years. I started preaching when I was 19, and just as through the years studying the Bible, I began to notice how all the main characters in the Bible were motivated by some kind of a vision, and I just through the years, like I said, I began to see that and take note of that, and so the Lord kind of tugged on my heart, and I felt led to put those thoughts down on paper. So that's kind of the inspiration behind the book.
Well, yeah, you talk about being led by a vision. That sounds like that's exactly how your book, The Power of a Vision, came about. I did a brief synopsis there. What is the book about, and why do you feel this is so meaningful for a number of people? The book is receiving excellent reviews, and it's life-shaping for many. What is the book about?
Well, the chapters in the book are the characters that you read about in Scripture. There's a chapter on Abraham. It says in the book of Hebrews that Abraham saw a city whose builder and maker was God. And that vision he had then motivated his life day by day. And there's a chapter on Noah. Noah had a vision of judgment. God literally let him see what was coming in the years ahead. And I think we can tell by Noah's story that vision then motivated how he lived every day. And so I just feel like if you and I and all the folks listening, if we could get the same kind of vision of what God has planned, well, then that same motivation would be ours of just how to live day to day and moment to moment. So that's kind of what the book is about.
With us on the program is Mike Newberry. The book is The Power of a Vision. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll find more information on Mike and the book. It's interesting, you have a quote from Helen Keller. When asked about her blindness, the quote says, "Worse than not having sight is having no vision." And those are pretty powerful words, isn't it? And the two, if you got sight, you don't necessarily have vision.
Yes, sir. When the publisher was asking me to write down, the thoughts for that back cover, I had known about that quote. I just wasn't for sure who said it. And so I did some research exactly who said it. And so, yeah, it's a very, very powerful quote.
And I love the title of the book, The Power of a Vision. Again, Mike Newberry is our guest in the program. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. You do such a nice job of taking this theme and developing it and presenting it. It's very easy for the reader to follow and to implement. Do you have thoughts, ideas for future books?
Yes, sir. I am currently writing a second book, also called The Power of a Vision, where I'm just taking more Bible characters. So I've wrote a chapter on Adam, and it's entitled that Adam had a vision of his Creator. Well, I feel like in today's society, for the most part, we've really lost that vision that God is our Creator. And so I'm about halfway through with it. I hope to finish it by the end of the year. And Christian Faith Publishing, I'm real close to having a second book published. It's Devotional Thoughts Through the Book of Genesis. And it's getting real close to being completed and available. And so I've got, just like I said, ideas to continue to write on this idea of a vision all the way through until the book of Revelation. So hopefully a lot of food for thought for the years to come as far as writing is concerned. And I've also taught and preached through a lot of books in the Bible, where maybe I could continue to give just devotional books through different books of the Bible. Yes.
There's so much that from your career that you can fall back on, and various topics, themes that you've preached that I'm sure will make great material. Let's talk about your background. I mentioned it briefly there. You mentioned that you started preaching when you were 19. Talk a little bit about who you are and what shaped you as a person, and the vision that you had to pursue everything that you pursued, including the writing now and sharing your vision.
Okay. I'm just a country preacher, Rick. I've been blessed to be able to get an education, but grew up in rural Arkansas, up in the northeast corner of Arkansas around Jonesboro. Is where I grew up, and I'm the ninth of 10 kids, so I've got several brothers and sisters. Got six sisters and three brothers.
Wow!
So life was fun, growing up with all my siblings. But I guess what really shaped me was my parents. I was blessed to have a great family. Grew up in a Christian home. Mom and dad, like the saying goes, they didn't send us to church. They took us to church. And I've got a lot of memories of us just all lined up. We pretty much, took one whole pew.
I was going to say, that's a pew fold there. When the family came in, just clear a pew for the Newberries. They're coming in, and we need to have space for them. I love that story.
Yes, sir.
And the influence. How about influence of the church on you in those early years? You went and you really learned, and it sounds like that was a family experience that you shared in going to church. How did that help develop who you are today?
It shaped me as far as growing up and during my adolescence, being exposed to all the stuff that's out there, so I give thanks and praise first of all to the Lord that he kept me from really getting out there too far in the ways of the world. And so, I can remember, experimenting, with smoking a cigarette, but didn't like it. And, so never got hooked on stuff like that. So,
yes.
So like I said, I give praise to the Lord and also to my upbringing that it really kept me from, like I said, straying out there into the ways of the world. And, I like it when I go to a doctor and they'll ask me, do you smoke? I can say, well, no, I don't, and never have. And, just knowing that, like I said, it's my upbringing that really kept me from all that.
The book by Mike Newberry, our guest on the program, is The Power of a Vision. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, and we'll mention that again before we wrap up the interview, and you'll find all of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What motivates you? What do you find that at this stage in your career, after doing this for a number of years, what motivates you? And I'm sure writing the books and sharing the message in that way, rather than church, and you see people face to face with the book. Now there are people all around the world, literally, that can be inspired by your message, and you'll never meet them.
Yes, sir. I know that, and that's my hope and prayer for the book, is that folks will read it and be blessed and be motivated then to seek the Lord for their own vision, and then be motivated by that vision. And so, being a pastor, there's just that whole responsibility of just knowing that there are people that are going to be sitting in the church on the coming Sunday, and they're going to be looking to me to say something that would inspire them.
Yes.
Say something that would motivate them. And you know, Rick, I realized that in myself, I don't have any of that. I don't have any ability to inspire anybody. And so it then motivates me then to tap into the one and only person who can motivate, and that's, of course, God. And so that really dominates my life, that thinking, knowing that Sunday's always coming. And so it then causes me then to do exactly what I've said, to go to the one and only person who can really give me words that would help somebody. And I sense that responsibility also. And I got a degree in counseling, and anytime the phone rings and somebody says, "Brother Mike, I need to come talk to you," I immediately start praying and saying, God, I don't have any words to give anybody that would help them. So you've got to give me the words. And praise God, he's always been faithful, and he always has the words ready.
I mentioned in the beginning, you've been doing this, preaching, pastoring for over 35 years, and I sense that passion, that enthusiasm is still there. It sounds like every week is you see Sunday coming, or you have that phone call and you're going to meet with somebody. Is that the inspiration that keeps you going?
Yes, sir, it is. And also just the whole thought that where I'm at in my life, just recently, in the last 5 or so years, became a grandfather.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. We've got 5 grandchildren now, and so that too is just a motivation to be a source of inspiration for my children and my grandchildren. And just continue to find that motivation to be the man I need to be.
The book by Mike Newberry is The Power of a Vision, again, available at Amazon, the usual places. Who do you hope reads the book? It's a book that touches just about everybody. Who do you hope reads the book?
Well, anyone out there. I feel like the book would be applicable for, teens. Like I said, just hopefully they'll read it and find that same passion that I had as an adolescent to find a reason to say no to the things out there that can eventually ruin their lives.
Yes.
And so also it's I think a good read for adult men, adult women, families. I feel like it's just a good book for just about anyone, and I would hope that it would also be a book that even non-Christians would want to pick up
yes.
and read.
And a great gift idea as well. This is a book that has such a powerful message that you can share with someone on a special occasion or just a sign of gratitude. The book, The Power of a Vision. Is there a favorite part of the book as you were writing it? It's like, boy, this was really inspired. This really is going to change some lives.
Yes, I have a chapter on Joseph in the book. And a lot of the characters I talk about, their vision is more of heaven and the world to come and the life to come. But Joseph had a vision literally of life, his life here on the earth. The Bible says when Joseph was 17 years old, that he began to dream God's dreams, and God showed him that one day he would literally be a king, and he would rule a nation. And so I especially found a lot of meaning, and I think probably that chapter on Joseph is probably the longest chapter in the book. But I feel like that was probably my favorite character to research and write about, and just a very important message, I feel like, for those of us, still walking the pathways of earth. God has a reason for that. There's a life he wants us to live, and I hope we can tap into that and live out his will.
We've got a few minutes left in the program. Boy, it's going by quickly. And you had the power of a vision is something you had early on. As you look back, what are some of the accomplishments, regrets, and maybe some of the dreams that you had or still have?
Well, I throughout my career, I've always sensed that I had a gift to put words on paper. I'm big with dramas. I like to do plays and stuff like that in our ministry. And through the years, I've written all the plays that we've ever done.
Great.
And so I've always felt like I had a gift. And eventually, I actually felt like God was calling me to write. But I regret the fact that it took me so long to finally obey him. I wrestled with my own insecurities, thinking that, nobody would want to read what I would write. So I had to wrestle all that. And finally, God just put enough pressure on me. And I knew the only way I could be happy and content was to obey him. But I regret it took me so long to finally get some words down on paper.
Well, in dreams, it sounds like you still have plenty of those, and you've got plenty of ideas that you can write about and share with us.
Yes, sir. I feel like this first book it'll be a series, and I hope that the Lord will give me time to take the idea through the whole entire Bible. And end up probably with the greatest visionary, which was John, who wrote the book of Revelation. So.
Boy, that's something we can all look forward to. And I mention Amazon because that's easy for everybody to remember. Where else can they find a copy of The Power of a Vision? You mentioned Christian Faith Publishing. Books available there as well, I would assume?
Yes, yes. Okay. You can get the book through the publisher. I believe it's also available at Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
And e-books as well. So it's available at those different places.
It's fantastic. I can remember when if you bought a book, it was a book, and they have so many different formats in books now. You don't even need a book to read a book. You can read it on your tablet. You can read it on your phone. It's just amazing the different ways that you can share messages with people. This has been so much fun, Mike, having you on the program. Mike Newberry, that's N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y. The book is The Power of a Vision. Just mentioned the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianFaithPublishing.com. And we'll have all of that on our website where you can get information. Mike, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success, the many people that you've touched with your first book, The Power of a Vision. We look forward to reading more books from you and hopefully have you back on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I've enjoyed it.
It has been a pleasure. Mike Newberry is our guest. His book is The Power of a Vision. Information on the book available, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.